Walter Sobolev's oldest son, Sasha, says humility and inclusiveness are his dad's lasting legacy. The Presbyterian minister opened his church to people of all races at a time when Juneau was segregated.
This man worked well over 100 years to do things for not only the people of Alaska, but for those who strove to better themselves, to do what they needed to do. And what was key to his heart and key to his spirit was the service to his God and Jesus Christ.
Former State Representative Bill Thomas remembers hearing Sobolev's sermons on the radio as a kid growing up in Haines.
If we didn't go to Sunday school and we missed church, we had to sit in front of the radio and listen to Reverend Sobolev on the radio.
Sobolev would have been 106 years old on Friday. He died in 2011 at the age of 102. He was involved with the Alaska Native Brotherhood throughout his life, including during the Native Civil Rights Movement of the 1940s. Later, he helped launch efforts to revitalize Native languages as well as traditional art and spiritual practices. Earlier this year, the Alaska legislature made 20 of the state's indigenous languages official state languages. Sobolev's daughter, Janet Burke, says that would have made her father proud.
When we were children, we never got to do things like this. It wasn't that we weren't taught how to do this, but we didn't do things publicly like we're able to do now.
Friday's informal parade included about 70 people making their way from Marine Park through Juneau's Willoughby District and to the Salvation Army Church. Ed Thomas is the former president of the Tlingit and Haida Central Council. He says he got to know Sobolev through the Alaska Native Brotherhood.
He is one of those that started off by writing down Tlingit values so that people can have a starting point on what it meant, what our values meant.
Thomas says those values include honoring your elders and having a sense of humor. State lawmakers unanimously approved the bill making November 14th Dr. Walter Sobolev Day. He joins other notable Alaskans, Elizabeth Paradovich, Jay Hammond, and Ted Stevens, in having a day named for him. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.